Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now for our Twins First Pitch segment on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is Mike Max. We're standing by for a member of the Twins organization, Chris Iles, to talk about gaming. But first off, Maxie, let's talk about this series coming up.
Yeah, they got the Angels coming up for three, and there's good news. It's not the Dodgers. You're in L.A., and you're not playing the Dodgers.
Yes.
We'll start there, as they say, Vanita, but it'll be interesting to see if they can. They want to line this up where they think they've beefed up the bullpen enough and done enough things with Fulmer and Lopez and who they picked up and how that, you know, helps impact other relief pitchers that they can win games but with pitchers going five innings or so. And it'll be interesting to see if they can get to that point where they've got that strategy. The other thing to watch for tonight is, you know, they've been resting Byron Buxton because he banged his knee again, and he's had a lot of rest now, and I don't know exactly what their plan is going to be with him. I'm sure Rocco will talk about it tonight in the pregame show, but you know, how much do you turn him loose the rest of the season now? You're in a battle. Every game matters. You know, we're past the point of it's early in the season, one game at a time, all that stuff. You're scoreboard watching. You don't want to get too far behind Cleveland or anybody else, and you don't want to injure Byron Buxton. So how do you deal with him? Because you really need him in the lineup. And if you can get him in center field, you can really use him in center field. And I think that's going to be really interesting to see what they come up with, because that decision kind of has to be made this weekend in terms of, you know, what the plan is for the rest of the year.
Yeah, they'll have to certainly do that. Well, joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is Chris Iles, the Twins Senior Director of Brand Experience and Innovation. Good morning, Chris. Thanks so much for joining us. You know, it's always fun to go to Target Field, but you make it even more fun with some of these cool things you're doing. And now there's a pop-up gaming lounge. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're always trying to keep things fresh for the fans at Target Field and always seeking for ways to draw in a younger and more diverse demographic that might not necessarily be hardcore baseball fans. And one of the ways that we're going to be doing that throughout the rest of the month of August here is with a pop-up gaming lounge called the Twins Gaming Dugout. We're doing this with our partners at Wisdom Gaming, and we'll be bringing in 10 high-end gaming stations where fans can come on a first-come, first-served basis and participate in some gaming. We'll be having contests throughout the course of the month playing MLB The Show, where, you know, the fan who hits the most amount of home runs in MLB The Show throughout the course of the game will get some recognition on the video board late in the game. So a nice tie back with baseball and gaming, and a really fun way to keep the Target Field experience fresh for our younger fans.
Bigger question than just the Twins. It's Major League Baseball and it's Major League Sports, but the future of gaming over the next 5 to 10 years, how is it going to change, you think, the way that people come and view games or what they're able to do?
No doubt. The younger generation is gravitating towards gaming, and I think we will see more and more sports franchises really embracing that rather than shying away from it. We've been involved in the gaming space for a number of years now, really since 2018, and we see it as a way to continue to build the audience for our sport. We're meeting younger fans where they are. We're meeting them where they're interested and where we have their attention, and we hope that that's a way for us to build a bridge into eventual, you know, hardcore Twins fandom. So I think you're going to see more and more sports teams do that in some really unique and exciting ways.
You talk about trying to reach different demographic, younger people, that type of thing. I just love your job title, Senior Director, Brand Experience and Innovation. How do you go about finding some of these opportunities and thinking ahead to what's next?
You know, that's a really great question, Vanita. We are constantly keeping our ear to the ground for what's new and what's next, both with the younger generation and in terms of what's developing in the technology landscape, whether it's virtual reality, augmented reality, the metaverse, what have you. We're dabbling in all of it right now. We have a really exciting augmented reality experience that we're going to be debuting to fans later this season. It's about all I can say about it right now, but it is going to be really cool, cutting edge, next level technology and a really fun fan experience that you can only get at Target Field. So we're keeping our eye on what's going on, not only what's popular with these kind of emerging younger demographics, but what's happening in the technology landscape that we might be able to capture a piece of that and expose our fans to it in a new and exciting way that makes Twins baseball fresh and does draw on that younger, more diverse demographic.
Love it. Well, keep up the good work. Keep up innovating. TwinsBaseball.com if people would like to get a ticket to any of these games that involve the Twins gaming dugout. Thanks, Chris. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, thank you. You as well.
Maxi, we got a big night at Target Center. They're honoring Sylvia Fowles, her last regular season game. It's a big deal. It's a big deal what she has done for this team and for the WNBA in general.
And it's a big game on top of
that, too.
You know, Seattle's yes. coming to town with Sue Bird, and she's on her farewell tour as well. And as I mentioned, 740, they're both from the similar era. And Sylvia Fowles, when you look at, you know, when she came to the Lynx, they already had, you know, a championship team. They had the big four already in place with Maya Moore and Simone Augustus and Rebecca Brunson. And of course, Lindsay Whalen was the elixir that made it all happen. And it was almost an embarrassment of riches when they got Sylvia Fowles too, because you could have started those five, in the Western Conference All-Star game and competed. They were that good. That starting five, and then she joined that team, and they benefited from her wanting to come to a winner at that point in her career, and she won, and then she stuck around. You know, as time moves on, you know, some of the other players have retired, obviously, and she has stayed there and been the glue, and you know, been a, you know, she might not be what she was 5 years ago, but they wouldn't be where they are this year without her, you know, still in contention for a playoff spot, because she still has that game and she can shot blocks. She can block shots and she affects the game, especially in the low post. When you see guards come in, get inside of the paint, she affects shots like very few do in the league. And that has, you know, without her, this would have been a difficult season. She has done a lot, and especially with a young team, to kind of keep be the glue in the middle of it all.
All right, good deal. Good to talk to you, Maxi. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.